It's Jennifer Bronsnick, and welcome to week 10 of the Mindful Family Personal Development Course. I'm so happy that you're still here. For today's meditation, we are going to focus on letting go of anger. And sometimes this is hard for a lot of us, and it might bring up some negative feelings, either from anger that comes up directed at others or re-experiencing anger that's been directed at you. And so if you ever notice that you're feeling discomfort, something doesn't feel right, please open your eyes and just come back into the moment. Know that someone is always available to chat with you. You can post it in your journal or in the forums or set up a time to talk with me. So you are always held. You're always supported. I don't want you to feel like you're in this journey alone. So let's get started. And just take a minute to shake out your body a little bit. Wiggle back and forth, kind of bounce up and down, like a little bobblehead a little bit. Just shake. Just shake it off, like, you know, Taylor Swift tells us. Just get in your body in a different energy state. Kind of shaking off shoulders, your head, your butt, feet, your ankles, and just let all the tension that's been accumulated anywhere in your body, just to shake it off. And once you feel ready, just take a deep breath and move your body into a more comfortable position. And you could be sitting, lying down, just listen to your body and figure out what feels correct for your body right now, right in this moment. And just letting go of anything that came before this moment. Letting go of your to-do list. Letting go of what came yesterday. And just breathing easily and deeply and allowing yourself just to be a little bit more relaxed with each inhale and exhale. And just relaxing and quieting yourself with the steady rhythm of your breathing. Now that you're totally relaxed and ready to explore your inner being, start by taking an inventory of your recent interactions. Mentally go back through the incidents of the past few days and note any times when you felt put upon or compromised or violated in any way. Once something comes to mind, just choose one incident to focus on. And notice any anger that you may have felt as a result of this experience. What specifically triggered your anger? Replay the incident in your mind and pay close attention to all the details. Where it was, who was involved, what happened. And allow yourself to feel whatever you felt then, re-experiencing your emotions and still knowing that you're perfectly safe. Now take a moment to release that memory and emotion. Take a deep breath in and let your mind go blank. Now you're going to view the same incident again, But this time, you're going to watch the incident from outside. You will watch yourself getting very angry. Observe the outward manifestations of your emotion. What you say, how you say it, what movements you make. Notice what you appear like when you explode or become tense. Now examine the supposed cause of your anger. Do the emotions and excitement seem to be appropriate to the situation? Often we experience angry emotions that are more intense than what the situation objectively warrants. So you should not be surprised if the magnitude of your rage seems too large for the incident. There are several possible reasons for the extent of your anger. You might have been angry about something else and just happened to explode at this moment over an unrelated issue. Perhaps this current incident contains certain elements that your memory associated with important events in your past. Events that touched upon deeper sources of fear and insecurity. In the heat of the moment, you may have been reacting to very old and deeply rooted concerns. Now re-enter yourself and relive the incident again. As the event plays itself out, pay careful attention to the actions or words that seem to arouse you most, and the elements that seem to compromise or threaten you the most. Do you feel misunderstood, disrespected, violated, abandoned? If nothing strikes a chord, go back one more time and re-experience the angry scene. If again nothing comes to surface, you may have to acknowledge that this visualization is not working for you for this issue. In that case, you may drop out of this exercise gracefully and just continue breathing and relaxing as you let the words drift through your mind. If you did identify some deeper issues as you explored your anger, you are ready to re-enter the scene and make some adjustments. Imagine yourself back at the beginning of the incident. Allow yourself to feel the true emotions and understand the real issues. You have reached the seat of the fire, deep and hot without the blinding smoke. After experiencing this understanding, you are ready to conduct yourself with more restraint. Replay the scene again. This time, do what is necessary to straighten things out. If another person is involved, ask that person any questions for which you still need answers. Let the person, even if it was your child, know exactly how you feel and what other issues the incident brought up between you. Using language that is universal and understood between both of you.
Now it's time to search for other anger generators in your life. This time, instead of reliving an incident in which you exploded, you are going to identify an anger-producing issue that you've been silently carrying around. We all have experiences that we are unable to discard immediately from our minds. Perhaps you can identify one easily, and perhaps you do not know what has been bothering you. It could even be the case that something has been causing you to build up anger, but you are too preoccupied to notice the tension. Focus on one of these silent anger generators. Now think of someone to whom you can vent your feelings. Not the source of your anger, but another person. A friend, a partner, a mentor, a therapist. This person is safe because you are not angry with him or her. You also know that you can trust this person to listen patiently. Imagine this caring confidant is joining you in your mental living room. As soon as the two of you are ready, begin to express your anger as if you were in a provoking situation. Allow yourself to observe the upsetting incidents. Feel the anger build inside and surface. Feel yourself acting on your emotion. Once you have openly released your anger and begun to calm down, ask the person you have confided in to assess the situation. Perhaps that person fully approves of the course of action you have taken. Perhaps the person, while not disapproving, is a little surprised by the force of your anger. If so, the two of you must look at the situation together. As in the first part of this exercise, step outside of the angry scene and watch yourself in action. Look at the provoking circumstances and your resulting fury. If they do not seem to correspond, then you must search for the true source. Take all the time you need to find it. Perhaps your confidant will have suggestions. Now time to finish your thoughts for the moment. Release anything, any tension that's come up during this meditation. Take a deep breath and exhale. And begin to open your eyes and come back into the present moment. Now, if you notice that you're still holding on to any tension,
just know that right now you're safe. You can let go. In this present moment, there's nothing to be angry about. And from this place, you can return to your day, experiencing more peace and more compassion for yourself and for those closest to you. Please feel free to share any information in your journal, and I look forward to hearing from you.
The moderator has left the conference.